Hey, Moby.
What's in the bag?
Yikes!
Dear Tim and Moby, what are idioms? Sincerely, Eric. An idiom is an expression whose meaning is completely different from what its words seem to say. Instead, it has a figurative meaning, an additional layer of understanding known only to those who are already familiar with the idiom. For example, to let the cat out of the bag is an idiom that really means to reveal a piece of information, often a secret. If you didn't know that figurative meaning, the words by themselves wouldn't make much sense at all. After all, who actually keeps cats in bags? And what do either have to do with secrets? All idioms share three common features. First, the intended meaning is totally unrelated to the literal meaning of the phrase. And you can't just substitute a word in the expression with a similar word. Like, you couldn't say, let the dog out of the bag and have it mean the same thing. Finally, you can't modify an idiom's words with adjectives and other words. You might get some funny looks if you say, let the yellow cat out of the large bag to mean, tell a secret. Well, a lot of idioms have really cool origins. Take shake a leg, which is another way to say hurry up. Some people think it's related to the expression show a leg, used by officers in the 18th century British Royal Navy to order sailors out of bed. Each sailor had to stick his leg out of his bunk to prove that he was awake. Yeah, just about every idiom is specific to a certain culture or language. You probably know what shake a leg means if you speak English, and definitely if you're an 18th century British sailor. But outsiders can get pretty confused. Most idioms lose their meaning when translated into other languages. Still, idioms are a useful tool because they help make writing more colorful. Well, you tell me, which is more interesting to read? Worthington had a big problem, or Worthington had a monkey on his back? Yeah, I guess monkeys do make everything more interesting. Anyway, there are literally thousands of idioms out there. William Shakespeare himself coined more than 2,000 English idioms that we still use today. Well, a cliché is an idea or expression that's been overused to the point where it's boring and corny. Home sweet home and have a nice day are two clichés you've probably seen and heard a lot. Obviously, you want to avoid using clichés in anything you write. Problem is, it's not always easy to tell the difference between a cliché and an idiom because they're both well-used expressions. And actually, idioms can become clichés if they get overused. Well, you know how back in the 1990s everyone started saying, "Show me the money"? It was used in a famous movie, and it became an idiom meaning basically, give me what I really want. Within a couple years, it was completely played out. You'd see it on bumper stickers, in ads, in other movies, on TV. You couldn't get away from it. So now, it's a cliché. Well, the term cliché can apply to more than just words. Objects, situations, even personality traits can become clichés as long as they keep popping up. Moby? That bucket's only for kicking.